You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 220, The Dawn of the Sixth Sun. Thank you for tuning in. Today is one of the most significant and prolific time periods that a human could be alive on this planet. We have just passed from one sun into another. Today marks the arrival of the kingdom of the sixth sun. The sixth sun arrived on the scene on July 11th of 1991. It came as prophesied with a full solar eclipse that completely covered the country of Mexico. The ancient Toltecs wrote that this was the sign that would announce the arrival of the sixth sun. It would enter the kingdom of the fifth sun for a period of 30 years. And now, just today, on June 10th of 2021, we have just lived through another prophesied solar eclipse that has now completely ushered in the kingdom of the sixth sun. And the fifth sun and its kingdom are no more. We have lived through the changing of suns and will witness the complete dismantling and transformation of this planet. This is extremely profound because suns rule for a period of 6,625 years, according to the ancient Toltecs and many other ancient cultures. And now we are at the end of a 6,625-year period, bringing in a new sun. It's absolutely incredible. The sun is considered the logos, as Ra calls it, which is the consciousness of the mind of the creator of the universe. So the sun represents a divine consciousness that many call God. And when we pass through suns, we will see major transformations in our lives and on our planet. The shift in consciousness started many years ago, but became more intense as time passed with the sixth sun on the scene. In 2012, the fifth sun and the sixth sun were equal in power. And after that time, the consciousness of the fifth sun has been weakening. So let's talk about this very briefly, what both suns represent and how it will affect the human collective. We have already begun to see a clear separation in the people on this planet. And it shouldn't surprise you that this separation is mirroring the change over from one sun to another. It's a manifestation of how the collective consciousness is responding to the two suns. Some people are still trying to cling to the consciousness of the fifth sun, which magnified the deep fears of the collective and fed into the unwillingness to master the self. But the fifth sun came to give you a choice. Which path would you take? One of darkness, which is ruled by fear and ignorance, or one of light, which is ruled by love and the desire for knowledge? At this point, everyone has chosen. You have either made the choice to transform your life or to remain in darkness, in ignorance and fear. The sixth sun is called the sun of transformation. It brings in the consciousness that will manifest an awakening in the collective that have chosen the path of transformation. And those that have chosen a path of fear and ignorance have chosen to remain in the consciousness of darkness, of the shadow, which is represented by the negative side of the fifth sun. Now, I'm going to briefly describe to you what you can expect, according to the ancients, living in the time of the sixth sun. I'm sharing information with you that can be found in the book, The Dawn of the Sixth Sun, 2012 to 2021, by Sergio Magaña. In the book, Sergio tells us that the fifth sun, the sun of solar justice, can express itself in two ways. It can be a destructive force, as in creating earthquakes, hurricanes, volcanic eruptions, famines, etc. And at the same time, this negative force manifests itself on an individual level as destructive patterns of behavior that people act upon during their waking state. These negative behaviors lead to personal crisis because these people are being ruled by their shadow. This negative side of the fifth sun is called the Tezcat Lipica, Tona Tiu, which also represents the shadow of the self. The positive manifestation of the sun is called the Quetzalcoatl, Tona Tiu. It is the sun that gives life, heat, and knowledge, which is called the solar fire. On a human level, this force makes it possible for you to dismantle the prison of your moon, which represents the transformation of your shadow. It gives you access to knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that gives you the power of the sun to transform your life. When you access this power of this positive side of the sun, it leads to your blossoming, or what we call your awakening. The fifth sun has given us a choice to either follow our destructive patterns of behavior that keep us in crisis, or to choose to overcome our shadow self and follow a path of transformation. And for those who do not choose to follow a path of transformation, it is said that they will remain stuck in the realm of the fifth sun, and there they will face their personal and collective catastrophes. The prophecy says that they will die and will have to face their transformation after death, when it is much more difficult to bring it about. Remember, death is an illusion. Your soul is eternal, either individualized or as a collective. Now, let's talk about what the prophecy says about the sixth sun. The number six directs us to the power of unified energy. And we must study this number further if we want to understand what this sun will look like. The number six tells us that this sun facilitates the individual decision to raise your life force, your vibration. And this force is represented by ancient cultures as a snake. You may know it as the power of Kundalini. They say it rises through the seven doors of Chicamocstoc. And we can clearly see that they are referring to the seven chakras as doors being opened and activated. And once this transformation happens, we will pass through what they call the threshold of the unknown. This is the soul awakening that Spirit has been teaching us about through my book, Doors of Light, and in this podcast. This is everything that Spirit has been teaching us. It's in perfect alignment. The ancients say that in the time of the sixth sun, we will witness the manifestation of beings who will develop extremely powerful energy skills, such as have never been seen before. It is also said that the sixth sun will empower women and return their respect as the givers of life of humanity. It is called a sun of darkness, which means it will cause you to turn within instead of looking outside of yourself for everything. You will learn how to go within to heal yourself and to find all of the answers that you seek. It is a sun that rules the sleeping state, which, as we spoke of in the last episode, is where you create this reality from. If you have chosen a path of transformation, then this sun will guide you to overcome your weaknesses and to face your shadow self. You will be given the power to overcome your demons, so to speak. You will be self-empowered and will become an enlightened being. The ancients called this the path that leads you to your blossoming. And so now, I want to leave you with these final words. It's some advice from the ancients about the time of the sixth sun. And it is extremely important for you to know this. In our previous episode, we talked about our sleep state and how important it was to manifesting this reality. So that information relates to what the ancients have to tell us now. Their advice is as follows. All suns are dual, having a positive and a negative side. And at the time of the sixth sun, dream control will be achieved by many, not just a few, as we know it now. But this poses a risk to the unaware population, that some may use the power of dream control to enslave others in their waking state. And they will do this by conquering them in their dreams. So my advice to you is to watch the movie Inception, because they always tell us truths in movies, but they like to make it look like a fantasy. I want to welcome you to the sixth sun. Your transformation is just around the corner. Please share this episode with someone who will resonate with it. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.